Yesterday, I made the trip to New York City with Friar Didicus to look for some new fabric for making new habits. And while we were there, we got some lunch. We stopped in at a sandwich place, one of those places where you can order downstairs and then go upstairs in order to eat. And then along the windows, they've got the tables set up so you can look out the windows and see what's going on and take part in that great American pastime of people watching. So we were there, and looking out the window, there were so many people walking up and down the streets, busy doing certain things. And I just was thinking to myself how many souls there are out there. Many, many souls. And as I was looking at the people passing, I was just thinking to myself, now how many of these souls really know and love God and are therefore truly happy? How many of these souls understand why they are here in this world and where they are supposed to be going? Now, and then as you look at different expressions on people's faces, you start to wonder how many of these souls are really in darkness, spiritual darkness, and don't have any idea of the purpose of their life. How many of them really don't know God, and therefore don't love Him, and for that reason are truly unhappy in this world? You look at some of the way people dress, the women dressed indecently, and the men turning to look at them. And you say, how many are steeped in sin and are slaves of their vices and their passions, slaves of the devil, who is a terrible master, and for that reason are truly unhappy in this world? If only they knew, I was thinking, if only they knew that they had a mother in heaven who watches over them, if only they would turn to Our Lady and love her with all their hearts. As St. Maximilian says, if only we would love Our Lady, then she would make us truly happy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.